Of course, Monday is Memorial Day. It's a day when it's really our obligation to stop and honor the American lives lost in service during times of war. One of those times included the Vietnam War, which took the lives of 58,220 of our heroic members of the U.S. military, 1,564 of those. You might not know of those heroes came from here in New Jersey. My next guest is here to preview this Monday's memorial ceremony taking place at the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial Museum in Homedale and what the significance of Memorial Day is for Gold Star families, of which he is a member of one. He is a former New Jersey State Senator who now serves as a New Jersey Board of Public Utilities Commissioner. He's also Vice Chair of the Board of the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial Foundation. Senator Nicholas Aselta, thank you so much for being here today, Senator.
Thank you for having me, and happy Memorial Day to you and all your listeners.
That is true, and much appreciated for those certainly who are serving today and who have families who have served and who this day is really supposed to be for. NJVVMF. Learn more about the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial and Museum. That's .org, by the way. I forgot the end there. And of course, we have that link at our homepage as well. Well, let us start with what is happening on Monday, because it's important to, as I said in the introduction, to recognize the fallen. But I'm sure, as you yourself can attest to, as well, last year being the keynote speaker, and as I said, being a part of a Gold Star family, it's important for family members and survivors of those whose lives were lost in the war to know that they're honored, they're remembered, their loved ones are remembered and recognized for their sacrifice and their duty and dedication.
Yes. And, Chris, yeah, we have our 30th anniversary we're celebrating of the creation of the memorial and the museum and the educational center. Back in 1995, General Schwarzkopf, who was a New Jersey resident, grew up in Princeton area, dedicated the memorial. And then 2 years later, Senator John McCain, who was a Vietnam POW, dedicated our educational and our museum. We are the only one in the country that has a combined huge memorial and a education and museum. So we're really proud about that. And we're going to honor Governor Whitman was the third governor that finished the job in 95, and she's going to be our honored guest on Monday. And her husband, who was a Vietnam veteran, John Whitman, were there back in 1995 and dedicated the memorial on that day with General Schwarzkopf. So we have a huge ceremony coming up. We usually get 1,000 people there. It's in off of exit 116 off the Parkway in Monmouth County, centrally located for New Jersey. But as you mentioned, Chris, there are 1,500 and now 65, we just added a name, on that wall. And these are New Jerseyans, one female and 364, 1,564 males. And these individuals were the ones that sacrificed. They were the New Jerseyans that put their life on the line. When they were called, their country called them, they went. Many of them, like my brother, volunteered because he felt, if my buddy's going, who I went to high school with me, I'm going to go too. So many of these individuals on this wall were volunteers also. So it's going to be a solemn day, a remembrance day, and a day to reflect, and we're looking forward to it.
Found this a couple of interesting facts too about the wall itself. We'll get into the museum as well because I think that's equally as important. But the design was actually submitted and became the winning design by someone who was a refugee of South Vietnam who left 13 years earlier. And the memorial is situated so that the May 7th panel, that's the day the war ended, actually geographically points towards Vietnam. So there's a lot of thought into what went into the creation of this wall and this memorial.
And the significance of how the memorial was constructed, even the pathways there, there was so much significance. A lot of thought and design went into this particular memorial. I mean, I was there in the dedication of the one in Washington back in 1982, I think it was. My parents and I were all invited. And that was a significant event. But this memorial had seemed to have a lot more thought put into it. It's an unbelievable oval, sunken oval in the ground with seating all around, and the walls, the granite walls up above reflect all those veterans. Those 1,565 individuals are marked on that wall when they were born and when they died in Vietnam. So you're exactly right. A lot of hard work, a lot of people were responsible for this, creating this memorial, and a lot of people aren't with us anymore. We're going to honor them, too. In my remarks, I'm going to mention the thank you for all those individuals that played a role, raised money, fought the process through, made sure it had important significance for the Gold Star family. So it's going to be quite a day, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, Sandra, as Elta said, the ceremony is starting on Monday, 11 a.m., and it's probably one of the easiest locations to get to in New Jersey, and that's saying something. It's literally right off of exit 116 of the Garden State Parkway in Homedale, New Jersey. With the museum, Senator, typically when the topic of the Vietnam War is brought up, politics seems to always take the lead. Do you think that the museum aspect of the memorial returns the focus to the human side and the side of service that really gets neglected in so many conversations about that era?
Yeah. You know, inside, it's a circular museum which has a timeline on our walls where above the wall is what's happening in America at that time. All the things were portrayed, all the events that were kind of happening, and below were what was happening in Vietnam at the same time. So it's quite interesting, tremendous design, and we have just did an upgrade in there this past year, and we plan on doing a lot more in the near future. We have a tremendous trustee board now that is dedicated to creating the resources to make this museum more user-friendly. We have over 15,000 students that visit us every year from the general Monmouth Ocean County area, and they learn about Vietnam, and that's the goal here too, is to educate and make sure this war was never forgotten and why we got in it. My expression is always leadership on every level matters, and this war was such a political hot potato. These poor guys, when they did come home, the ones that did get back, were shunned, spit on. They'd go for interviews for jobs, and people would just flat out say, I don't want to hire a Vietnam veteran. So this is what these individuals went through. We have just finished in the past year a film, a documentary film done by a three-time Oscar-winning director, and we are now in three film festivals throughout the country, and we're competing with other films around the nation to be the best documentary. We're a 40-minute film describing the history and why we were created, how we were created, and making sure we can document for prosperity purposes on film what exactly happened in this country in that period of time, the United States' longest war, Vietnam.
So, former State Senator Nicholas Oselta, who is now the vice chair of the board of the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial Foundation, njvvmf.org, the website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. A memorial ceremony, Memorial Day ceremony is coming up Monday at 11 a.m., and you can find directional information again at njvvmf.org. We're at the stage, Senator, where we're losing more and more of the World War II veterans, and that's going to be living history. They'll be lost to the ages and prone to reinterpretation, as we've seen so often. So does the museum really look at the importance of not waiting until that living history disappears to keep that living history alive, both through those who are here with us still, but as well in trying to assemble as much life of those times as possible through exhibits information?
Yeah, Chris, that's what we do. The documentary we commissioned, Amy Osborne, our executive director, and I came up with this forward-thinking idea to interview many of our docents. And our docents are basically tour guides at our at our museum and our memorial, and they were boots on the ground Vietnam people, Marines, Army, and even some Navy. Their story is now documented on tape, on film, and that's what we wanted to capture before many of these guys are in their late mid to late 70s, early 80s. And they are in the forefront now in America as our veterans that are still here. My father served in World War II. Today he'd be 105 years old. So, of course, many of those World War II veterans have left us and passed on. And that is truly documented, that war, because that was truly, the war, an epic war for the entire, the entire world. So our war is documented in a small and more specific way as to why it happened, who served, and those accounts by those people that were there. And we have captured that in all our filmmaking at this point.
You mentioned both the museum and the memorial are celebrating the 30th anniversary. And as far as anything goes, that's a sizable amount of years. And you wrote recently about the need to modernize, update, whatever term someone prefers to use, but to keep it user-friendly, as you said before, but also to keep it current with the times as far as being attractive to people, to bring them in to learn from what is there to be learned from. And, of course, that takes money, and we hear now more and more often budget cuts. Federal will say the state won't pick up the dime. The state says, well, we don't have the dime to pick up. So as far as funding structure, are the museum and memorial being funded fairly by the state? Is there a risk where the people have to come in as individuals and pick up a difference? What's the current state of affairs as far as financing?
Funding and resource-wise, we do much of it on our own. Quite frankly, we do many events during the year, golf tournaments, private parties. We show the film. We raise money on our own, but we also look to state government because we are a state museum. And state government has, at times, not done their fair share and helped us, did not help us and helped other locations. So I think what I brought to the board is my connection to the state legislature and state government. And we've been very fortunate in the last few years to have some real advocates in the legislature for us that have placed pieces of legislation in the budget to create funding for us for capital improvements. We continue to grow that list of legislators, and the current governor has been extremely helpful to us. He comes to usually our Veterans Day ceremony, and Governor Murphy has helped us in his 8-year tenure and try to provide as much resources as state government can provide. So I think we're on a mission to continue that and grow that with state government, but we also are on a mission, our trustee board, to raise money on our own with corporate sponsorships. So I think it's a combination of all that will take us to the next level, and we're well on our way doing that.
Just to wrap up with a minute or so left here, again, returning to the human side, which should be the priority in every time we think of our veterans. As a part of a Gold Star family, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, it's a reflective day. It's a day to remember my father, who served in World War II, and his sacrifice for over 4 years away from his family here. Coming back, creating another family, and most importantly, his first son, the first generation from the World War II experience, then got drafted and sent to either Korea or Vietnam. So our family wants to remember, most importantly, my father and my brother and their sacrifice. They willingly went to continue to protect democracy around the world. And my brother went for reasons to be with his buddies and support them. But also, as you see, there are many South Vietnam people now that have migrated because of the sacrifice of these Gold Star families they're here now functioning and having a much better life than they would have had there. So that's what I think about. I think about the sacrifice. I think about the what-if factor, the what-if my brother did come back. Who would he have done? What would he have done? He could have been, and all these men, young men and women that were left over there and did not come back alive, their lives now could have been, they could have been contributing to society in a meaningful way. They could have been doctors. They could have been politicians. They could have been anything, anything they wanted to do, but they gave their life for their country. And that's what I remember as a Gold Star family on Memorial Day.
It's taking place this coming Monday, Memorial Day, at the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial and Museum, starting at 11 a.m. right off of exit 116 at the Garden State Parkway. And it's for you to be a part of, to learn from the lives of others, because there are a ton of lessons to be learned from the men and women who have served, and certainly with those who still serve today. But for Memorial Day, and a lot of people get this confused too, Memorial Day we pay specific honor to our fallen heroes in the military, and that's certainly the work of the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial and Museum. We've been talking with former New Jersey State Senator, current Vice Chair of the Board of the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial Foundation, Senator Nicholas Aselta. Thank you for the awareness and the focus that you put on the way it should be with our heroes who have served, and thank you for helping us be aware of what our role is in that observation, too. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you to all your listeners. God bless you, and God bless America.